Listening right now, fucking with the troop on CITR 101.9 FM. Like I said, we about to wrap up right here, but that doesn't mean you gotta change the channel. Coming up next, troop member Issa Arian. He's got his own thing, Off the Beaten Path. Keep riding with us well into the twilight. CITR 101.9 FM. Until next week, Crimes and Treasons, we out.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Skakulia, Talitin, who Musqueam Mustail.
The haunting debut album Black Moon by Civic TV provides a cinematic backdrop, a modern-day symphony of the dark and light that is our collective reality. Take a listen to Black Moon, now available via Flemish Eye Records and on all streaming platforms.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Kissing on your robe, kissing on your rose colored ears. Baby, let's go. Slide out to a place no one knows. Only dreaming all night.
Kissing on your rose. kissing on your rose, kissing on your rose, kissing on your rose colored ears.
You're now tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and this is Off the Beaten Path. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh territories here, live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland. This is the only radio station worth listening to. I say that every week because it is the truth every week. We do a lot of things out of CITR. If you were just tuned in to Crimes and Treasons, from 8 to 10 every Tuesday, the hottest hip-hop and R&B in Canada, by far. If you listen to the radio here in Vancouver, you listen to the radio fucking in Manitoba, Alberta, Ontario, Quebec, maybe you are in the Yukon, wherever you're at, if you want to listen to high hip-hop and R&B every week, check out Crime and Treasons. Got DJ Relly Rels, Jamal Steeles, Malik, myself, bringing you hot hip-hop and R&B, but right now, we're on Off the Beaten Path, and what we like to do here is we like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Lower Mainland here in Vancouver. You know, let you in on some things maybe you hadn't thought about. Then we like to talk about, you know, just what's going on in the country and what's going on in the world. And then, listen, I don't know if you've heard, but we've just had restrictions lift here in BC going forward. So if you're fully vaccinated, you can go pretty much anywhere you want, you know, maximum. You can get on the dance floor. You can go down to the American on Friday, see Relly Rels, or you can go down to Portside Pub on Saturday. You can do whatever you want. Listen, you could go move something's coming up, you know. You can go there. You can listen, you can do whatever you want. And it's exciting. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, but as you move through, you know, and as things start to go back to, you know, some semblance of normal, you know, just remember that you can always donate to CITR. You don't need the fund drive to donate. Listen, you can call in at 604-822-2487 at 604-UBC-CITR. It doesn't only, we don't only take donations during 1 week. And thank you if you have donated in the past or if you plan on donating in the future, because CITR does so much great programming here. I don't know if you were listening to the show last week, but we have so many different types of collectives here that give voices to so many different types of people that it's good for everybody, you know, if everybody puts in on the community, because I feel like that's what we are missing oftentimes. On this episode, listen, if you're listening because you want to understand, you know, just how did we get to the point where, I mean, I know how we got to the point. Whales need to be canceled. And I'm just really happy that National Geographic has come and out fully supported this theory, because it's just what has to be done. But before we get to that, like, I know maybe you've seen some of the, maybe you're here because you saw it on Instagram. You know, we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But right now I'm going to play for you a little bit more music. Then we're going to come back and talk about, you know, what's going on here in BC. Stay tuned, especially if you want to go out, you know, things are opening up. You're going to be meeting more and more strangers. You're going to need things to talk about. Listen, I know that you have probably spent the last 24 months talking about the things that you wanted to do. Like, you know, you didn't learn Spanish and Duolingo. You also didn't learn an instrument. And so you're going to have to, like, think about this weekend, you know, and the next weekend's coming up. You're going to have to start trying to make yourself sound a little bit interesting. And so honestly, listening to Off the Beaten Path is how you do it, because you're going to hear a story that you like. And then you're going to be able to talk a little bit about it. Or you can call in. Maybe you tell me a story. Tell me a story I'd like. Because, listen, this is a conversation, and we all have things to share. When we're back.
Yeah. 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 Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Mm. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown. Mm. Big whack, cause I eat a lot. Bitches always begging cause they need a lot. Card K, what instructions? I don't read a lot. I come from the bottom, gotta feed the block. Mm. I don't need a chair, always come prepared. I am like the mayor, I am not the mayor. Gotta say a prayer before I leave the house. Coat hanging off my shoulder, gotta see the blouse. Mm. Tell me Lane, don't I look scrumptious? Mm. He keeps staring at me like he want this. Mm. $1 million, you cannot afford this. If I want it, I can make the Forbes list. Mm.
And I just can't seem to understand where you're coming from, my brother. I'm just not like you.
Yeah.
Not like you.
Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Mm. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown.
I really only smile just to show my grill. Rather have the skill than the sex appeal. Signed a Lego deal just so I could build. Hammer time, baby, this is not a drill. Mm. 6 feet, nigga, you ain't looking right. Straight edge hanging with the crooked type. First class told Yeefy book the flight. We are not the same, we just look alike. Mm. I can trust a soul, got the guacamole. Lot of people bold, but in person fold. Mm. You are not thorough, you're plastic. Mm. I am not the queen, sarcastic. Mm.
And I just can't seem to understand.
Y'all be weak in the knees. Stand up. Up.
Not like you.
Yeah. Stand up.
Not like you.
Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Mm. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown.
Back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in every week. Listen, I like being here with you just as much as I hope that you like being here with me. So if you celebrate these types of things, yesterday was Valentine's Day. I hope you all got everything that you needed, you know, everything that you wanted. You know, it's a very interesting, interesting day, because yesterday also, what was Valentine's Day, means lots of different things for people. And yesterday you might have seen, if you're in BC, that there is, a statue or was a statue, that was torn down, the statue of Gassy Jack. And is very interesting. Random side note. Last springtime, 2021. Yeah, last springtime, around this time, randomly made a trip to Pender Island and did some. Was just doing some. I don't know, looking around. I don't know what you call it, but just being pretty nosy. I feel like when I go places, sometimes, you know, I can encourage my friends to just be driving around. We could just like go look for stuff, and ended up stumbling on this like really interesting looking house. The house was like made in this very, if you go to Pender Island, maybe you're familiar with it and maybe you haven't seen it. It's just like a really like Miami style villa. It's got like the plaster walls, like something that doesn't definitely fit in BC. And anyway, so it said there was art gallery inside, so I walked in. It was looked like a house, but walked in the house, walked through the art gallery. No art gallery. Art gallery had closed like 8 years ago. But anyways, ended up meeting this old painter named Vern Simpson. And he was just like showing us all his paintings and his so many paintings. I was really talented, you know, that going through his house and see this old picture of him. And he says there with Gassy Jack statue. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, did you do this? And he's like, yeah. And we were just, he was just talking about it. And then, so yesterday, that was really kind of my only, like, connection to the Cash Jack statue. I never really thought about it much. And I heard that he was, like, a, I don't know, he started, he was, like, had the first pub in this part of the area. Anyways, so yesterday, hearing when they pulled the statue down, and hearing some of the, the reasons why he had the statue pulled down, I think there's so many interesting sides of the story. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to give you all of them, but so many interesting things because the victim of Cassie Drake's assault, kidnapping, raping, Madeline Dayton is still alive, and so she has family and families, you know, like that in the community, and they have had been going on talks about how to remove the statue and, you know, in ways that honored her. She's still alive, and you know, and people wanting to bring the statue down. It's just very interesting to think about, you know, all of the different dynamics that these symbols can mean to different people, and how removing a statue is obviously something that all of the parties wanted, but going about it, you know, like who has the agency, you know, who actually, I don't want to say owns that, but, you know, who gets to decide and how that is to be done. And now that kind of decision has been taken out of that, you know, woman and her family's hands, which I think is, you know, interesting. I would urge you to read the message that the Squamish Nation put out, talking about just their feelings on the statue and the feelings on it coming down, because I think it can give some really good perspective to how we are how we deal with these things now and in the future. Because I feel like in the future, every single one of these statues of old white dudes is going to come down. There's no way. I feel like there's cases to be made for every single one. You know, pretty much, maybe John Brown, but, you know, like, if you're talking about even far back in America, is George Washington. Kind of, I feel like after like 100 years, 150 years, we should just start looking at new people to idolize anyways, if you believe in, you know, idolatry. And anyways, well, you know, it's an interesting statue, but it's gone now. And I think that's pretty much that. So it's moving on. One thing I also wanted to note is that these ancestors, you know, like these transgressions that have happened. It's Black History Month, and so, you know, we talk about these like history, or you know, it will be, you know, we talk about the history of the land and history of the people whose territory that we reside on and that we are doing this radio show out of, and it's hard to remember. It's also easy to forget for a lot of people that these things didn't happen very long ago. Like, this woman is still alive. You know, this woman is still alive. I met Vern Simpson, the sculptor who made the statue. He's still alive. Like, she watched this statue be erected. Like, the community watched this statue be erected. You know, we talk about, you know, some of the other, you know, some of the other people who we idolize, and it's like, or on, you know, from the people who have done them harm to the people who we celebrate for surviving the harm. Like, I just saw recently that Nelson Mandela's old house is being converted into a luxury hotel. And if you read anything about Nelson Mandela and you know the story of the apartheid in South Africa, you just kind of like, wow. Everything can be bought and sold anyways. And so, but going back, it's like these things that happened not that long ago. But we're seeing efforts in the United States, and I'm sure those efforts will come in Canada, where people just, you know, say enough is enough. Like, we're not willing to learn, or we don't think it's important to be taught, you know, or move forward when these things are still very, very fresh. So, also, I seem to, I've find it to be interesting. So, you know, I read often. I'm just reading the news throughout the week and trying to find, you know, things to talk about for the week so I can, you know, we can have a conversation. And so I watch a lot of, you know, I watch a lot of things and I read things. And so what I find is there's always, I feel, you know, CBC is very obvious hot takes, not like a, you know, they're just very obvious takes. So what we've heard before is that, and they're always talking about the problems with poor people. This is what I've noticed after really looking at how they covered humans, you know, homes, drugs, education, housing here. And those are like the stories that populate, I mean, that dominate our news cycle. And so the CBC always tells you when water's wet. It's like they say that COVID has hit communities of immigrant workers and essential workers and people who work with people the hardest. And you're like, no, and poor people. And it's like, well, no shit. And then I read another article in The Atlantic, and The Atlantic is talking about how the pandemic had never really started if you're really rich. And so for me, I have a hard time like seeing these two stories together and always and not always being like, how did not everybody notice that this is completely fucked up? You know, in this story in The Atlantic, which you can't read because it's behind a paywall, but luckily for me, you know, I like to find ways around the paywall. And luckily for you, I like to share that information. So it's just so crazy because in this article, it talks about how people who own private jet companies are calling this a golden age for private aviation. I saw a statistic about how there was over 1,200 private planes which left L.A. within hours of the Super Bowl ending to going different varying places in the United States. And it's crazy that like when we are talk about climate change or we talk about like environmentalism, we talk about like the things that we can do and, you know, how we could get, you know, we can use less plastic bags. You know, they got us using those shitty paper straws. You know, they at charging us 50 cents for a cup of coffee extra for the cup. And none of that shit means anything as long as private jets continue to be utilized at the rate and increasing during the pandemic. Over 500 people became billionaires over the course of the pandemic. And I think the top 50% of billionaires doubled their net worth during the pandemic. That is insane. How does that not make people so angry? You know, like that, like, especially when you see articles about this, you know, from the CBC about the people who've died from COVID, the people whose lives have been most affected. It doesn't make any sense. And so you see these, and it's like, how do we get a pandemic? Everybody who's rich gets richer. That doesn't make any sense. But in the article, it talks about how luxury real estate, there's basically no supply for luxury real estate. The amount of new homes that the, you know, upper class are building is causing the shortage in lumber. You know, it talks about how islands are in short supply because people are buying islands, boats, yachts, just crazy. And I try to talk about that because it's so, $1 billion is so hard to even understand just how much money that is, that it doesn't make any sense. But we have articles like the CBC's telling you, like, yeah, of course, people are being hit harder because we talked about this last week, but especially with inflation, like inflation doesn't exist. Like inflation is saying we have to charge you 50 cents more on your cup of coffee. It's like a fee so we can save the planet when rich people are flying private jets. I didn't even know private jets were so cheap. Not like cheap in the sense of like I could afford it, but cheap in the sense of like people are paying like 10 G's one way. If you got billions of dollars, 10 G's one way, that's fucking nothing. You know, that doesn't make any sense. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit of why it doesn't make any sense and why whales are on the hot seat right now. I hope that they send a representative here because it's almost curtains for them.
You got it, baby. You got it, you got it, baby.
You got it, you got it, baby.
I think I got it, baby.
You got it, you got it, baby.
I think I got it, baby.
You got it, you got it, baby.
You got it, you got it, baby. credit cards in the house, baby, you can have it all. Somebody said that that's way too far. Somebody said that I'm in too deep. Somebody said you gon' break my heart. Somebody lied, they don't know you. Been stuck on you. It's my fault, I fought hard with no parachute. Now I'm stuck. I think I got it bad, babe.
You got it, you got it bad.
Yo, you back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. That was Bari with Bad. So, National Geographic has said they wanted to understand, they went out to understand, you know, how much do whales eat? And so they found out that a blue whale can eat 16 tons of plankton daily. And they said in a tweet that that's concerning because what about our ocean health, you know? And the way they framed it blames the whale. So I was like, you know what? I got to check this out. Maybe they have a good reason for blaming the whales. And whales are rightfully, you know, they need to be canceled. Like, let's be honest. None of us ever actually see whales. You know, I think I've seen a few whales in this past year, past few years. And I don't see them pretty much, you know, very often. So if all the whales went away, you know, if it could save the planet, I think that's, if we can save the plankton particularly, and we can save the planet, I think that's what we might have to do. I don't really think that there is an argument for against it. I feel like if National Geographic said it, then it should be true. Listen, if you disagree, you can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So I thought I could talk a little bit more about the whales, but honestly, after reading the article, I'm pretty convinced. You know, like, there's so many things that we don't see that we probably just should blanket get rid of. You know, I never saw a bald eagle until I moved to BC. So when I was in America, I was like, you know what? Maybe we should get rid of those too, you know, like that. Or maybe we should just continue to use DEET, because one thing about DEET is it is effective, you know, that at killing and softening bald eagle shells. And if it's one thing that I have learned about Americans, particularly after this pandemic, is that we'll do the thing that makes us feel the most comfortable, which is DEET, because everybody hates mosquitoes and nobody actually sees bald eagles. So I feel like just like the bald eagles, the whales, they all can go to the same direction. It just makes sense, you know? But this story, these stories, if you listen to the show, you're a fan of the show, you'll know that I'm a big fan of scams. Big scam fan. Big heist fan. So when I heard about the Tinder swindler, I had to watch it. So if you haven't watched the Tinder swindler, it's about this man who travels, you know, he goes on Tinder by fake name. I'm spoiling it for you right here. So if you are afraid of spoilers, just turn the sound down for a few moments. When I come back, you'll see where I'm at in the story. So what he does is he goes on Tinder, finds young women. he like bombs them with like nice experiences and lavish vacations, private jets, you know, like what I just told John, these private jets, and, you know, makes him look feel like he's really rich. And then he just basically hits him up for money. It's like, hey, I'm good for it. You see, I got bread, like I'm good for it. And then he disappears only to take that woman's money and then spend it on the next woman. And basically what you should understand is these women are financing their own fun. But they think that they're having this long relationship and they're getting these nice gifts and this nice stuff. What they're doing is they're funding it themselves. They just have literally no idea that that they're actually going to be funding it. And so I think, like, between that and last week we talked about Razzle Khan, you know, the couple that stole $3.5 billion in Bitcoin and was trying to figure out how to launder them. And now I just started watching Inventing Anna on Netflix. There's so much heist shit, which was started, I feel like, by heist podcasters. Those people, those two fine Canadians, done great work. And it's just, one thing that it's taught me is that I'm kind of scared, you know, like that, because honestly, when you're watching it, you know, you're listening to these things, you're like, the only thing that really makes a big difference as it comes to these people is that these people are willing to scam. Like, the willingness to scam is a lot about how deep you actually be able to get into the scam. Like, I just feel like I don't have what it takes to be out here scamming. Like, it just doesn't feel good, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, not on some, like, I wish I could say that on like some, like, I feel like I have superior morals to scam. No, it's just I'm just kind of scared. Like, I was just reading about this man who, like, if you honestly, most of the crimes that aren't like violent that you hear about on the news are scam related. Like, it's just mostly scam related. So, like, there was this man who, I'm trying to find this story right now. Scheme on like this license, like on this music licensing deal. And so what he's trying to do is he was trying to get, trying to sell the rights to music without actually owning the rights. And he's going to jail for 20 years. And I'm like, damn, that would be my worst fear. Like, you think that you have thought up the perfect scam. And then, bang, it's over with. And you're in jail. That's not the perfect scam. Like, it's not that I have high morals. It's that the type of shit is like, you got to be really into that. And what I feel like all these like heist and scam shows that I feel like have come out recently is just showing us, one, just how desperate people are to make them out like people are trying to be rich, you know, famous. But like, really, it's that people are desperate trying to do anything so that they can join this class of people who, you know, can go on goddamn Richard Branson's Virgin jet to see the ozone. Because like we've talked about, rich people are still able to do this type of stuff. So people are just trying to live out their lives. And so I think that it is, trying to live their best life. And sometimes their best life includes scamming some people. Like, I wonder with the Tinder swindler, like, he only really got a slap on the wrist. I think he got like 6 months in jail, like total. I wonder if you asked him, and like, obviously this dude is has an inability to tell the truth. And so I would be curious if you asked him, like, was it worth it? Because I feel like he would say, yeah. I couldn't imagine him saying like, no, it wasn't, because he kind of got away with the scam. And like, which is crazy, because he was spending all his money on bullshit. Like, I just could not imagine you hitting licks and then spending money on bottle service. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but I guess comes from, maybe you're probably listening to his radio show on a Tuesday night. You could be out at the Roxy, you know, but you're here with me. I appreciate that. But I feel like it comes from the fact that, like, I know that things are opening up. But I've really been, I've been kind of seeing everybody who I want to see already. The people who are excited about the clubs and the bars opening up, besides my friends who, like, that's how they make a living. Like, the regular-ass people who are just excited. I probably didn't want to see him in the first place anyways. So I'm not really that excited to go out. So I can't imagine spending $10 million on bottle service and champagne and luxury hotel rooms. I just couldn't imagine. When you could have done so much other things with money. I bet if he would have... could you imagine if he was like... Could you imagine if he was like swindling people out of their money and then buying cryptocurrencies and then losing it that way? Like, not even like in a cool, fun way, just like losing it, just watching it decrease steadily, daily, 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 just thinking that he could have used that money to get rich. But would have been, man, so many crazy things. And it feels just like one of those things that just kind of happens now. Like, people just kind of get financially frauded. Like, people stealing NFTs and the government being able to go in and block Bitcoin transactions, which is something that early cryptocurrency people would tell you was impossible. But what we're seeing is that the government actually has control over this as well. They can track your money and then make you pay taxes on it. So it's really not this money of the future that we think we thought it was. And so it was kind of crazy to watch the Super Bowl commercials and see how much cryptocurrency is advertised to us. And I feel like people should be able to see the jig, but they, you know, the jig is sky high. People still not seeing it. It's kind of crazy. And also, while we can like laugh at these scams, or we can laugh because we're not involved. We're not getting hacked, or we're not going to jail for 20 years. You know, we can laugh at these scams, and we can kind of take away from the seriousness of the type of things that happen more often, which is more like this Lauren Field story. So I don't know if you have heard of this Lauren Field story, but it's been developing for the past, I would say, like 4 weeks. Lauren Smith Fields was a woman who had gone on a Tinder date with this man, and he drugged her drink, and she ended up dying at his house. And the police never arrested him. They I think they never looked at him as a suspect. And she was just this young African-American woman, and she went to this guy's house for a date, and he spiked her drink, and she died. And I feel like for all of the scammers, like, we think, say, you know, wow, this was, it's crazy. Like, it's a crazy story. Like, it's not a victimless, but, you know, like, people are really hurt, like, emotionally and financially. But more often, people, you know, there's like a fear of when meeting strangers, for women, particularly strange men, that men could potentially kill them, you know, like that. Like, that is a fear and a reality. And so something to think about, especially if you're a man, you know, or you have friends that who are men. You know, and I would like to think that if I had seen signs of, I see signs like that in some somebody I know, that one, they wouldn't be my friend, but I would be able to, you know, bring it up to try to do something about it. But it's kind of shit is scary because you never really know. When we get back, we'll talk about how four middle school students beat up a teacher with a baseball bat. And four middle school students is a lot scarier than you think. And I can tell you a little bit of story about that when we get back.
Second, just to keep my path glowing. Where am I supposed to go? How
human relations, they make us blind for our desire. Understand, you're just trying to find what's left behind. See, I've been through these times, wasting my time, when I just knew deep down it drains my mind. And don't ever be naive, don't ever believe what you see. I thought I knew your love, cause all you've been doing is take me for granted. If you're not the person I thought you were, it's all in my head. Now I'm gonna be trying again, and I got to play by the game. Can we talk about these things we don't wanna shout? It gets harder to open my eyes, it gets harder to be satisfied. And I will get lost again, trying to read you, but that doesn't matter if you want us forever. And don't ever be naive, don't ever believe what you see. No. I thought I knew your love, cause all you've been doing is take me for granted. If you're not the person I thought you were, it's all in my head. Now I'm gonna be trying again, and I got to play by the game. And now I realize it's all in my mind.
Tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Like I said, if you still want to donate to CITR through the fund drive, you can always do that through CITR.ca/donate. It doesn't have to be the fund drive to do that. They accept donations all the time because always putting on different content. It's always important to be able to raise money. So we're talking a little bit about scamming. Listen, I want to know, like, what's the biggest scam you're willing to pull off? Now, maybe, actually, I don't want to know that. I'm not the police. Don't tell me, and I'm sure the police are listening to my show. This is a big scam that I feel like I pulled off. So I was reading a story today about a Las Vegas bartender who was robbed at gunpoint. And after he was robbed, he comes into work the next day and his bosses make him sign a contract to pay the money back that he got robbed from. It was like $4,000. Could you imagine? I get robbed and my boss asks me to pay the fucking money back. Incredible. The crazier part is that there are people, maybe probably not listening to this show, who are like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. He should have to pay the money back. Like, I find it very hard, very, very hard to empathize with management. you know, or empathize with someone who says, I think I need you to pay that back. Now, if you read the story, it's not like this guy was, it's not like he, you know, could have done anything about not getting robbed. It's not like he got robbed and he didn't get intentionally robbed. But the bosses made him pay it back, and now he's suing his bosses. Good luck, guy. Good luck. I do not. They said they threatened to fire him if he didn't. I'm like, well, fire me, because you know how long it would take you working at a restaurant to make $4,000 back. Incredible. Incredible. Listen, if you're a boss or your owner, please, and your employee gets robbed, don't be cheap enough to get insurance. I'm sure there's insurance for that type of stuff. I'm sure there's insurance for getting robbed at gunpoint. Don't cheap out and don't do that to your employees. Now, I watched this video of a rampaging bull making an appearance at this bike race in California and knocking a handful of cyclists off of their mounts. And I, you know me, at Off the Beaten Path, listen, we're Team Bull. We are Team Bull. That is the Bull's land. And they have this stupid bike race. It didn't even start until 2013. This is not even like a traditional, you know, quote unquote, traditional, long held bike event. They're in the bull's territory, and now they are complaining that the bull attacked them. That doesn't make any sense. I feel like they should feel lucky that it was only one bull. Anyways, I couldn't imagine if I was doing something and a bull came out. Like, when I'm sailing sometimes, I've never really been scared of whales. But now that they've heard me cancel them on the radio, because, listen, I don't know how much matter and energy you took when you were, or physics you took when you were in school, but radio waves, you know, potentially same vibration of these whales. Maybe they hear it. Far away to, like, you know, when that Issa guy gets back out on the water, we're going to show him who is really canceled. So I should be more considerate about what I say, you know, when I want people to listen. I feel like, you know, this is like a PSA. So if you're listening to this and you are planning on going out this weekend, just, you know, don't be stupid. You know, I feel like as dance floors get packed up and you remember that there is some 21-year-old out right now who has, like, never really been out before, and, you know, maybe potentially from the United States there's some 23-year-olds who have never really been out before like that. When they come up to me, it's like people who don't know how to act. Like, there's some 19-year-old who hasn't even been around people for the last. And so, like, when you're out on the street, especially if you're old, you know, like me, like myself, you're over 30, listen, stay off of Granville and don't do anything stupid. Because, listen, if I know there's going to be fights out on the street, like, that's, like, something I know. And I'm not, like, I don't go and look for fight videos, you know, like that. But I'll watch one if one comes across my timeline. And I'm like on both sides. I'm like, there's sometimes I like when I watch, like, old dudes and there's some young dude and it's just like, oh yeah, you, like, this old chubby dude's gonna, you know, put him in, you know, put this young whippersnapper in his place. Like, his character's mouthing off, because I've seen it happen before. Like, I've been an old man where I'm like, you know what, Issa, you gotta chill out. But those fight videos are very entertaining because you're like, yeah, got to root for the old guy. The old man strength comes out. But sometimes you watch a video and old dude gets embarrassed in the middle. And I feel like I can already envision how this will happen right in front of, you know, Hotel Belmont or something like that. And I would love to watch that video, because obviously I won't be outside seeing it in real life. I'll have to watch it on one of those 604 Vancouver pages on Instagram, and I will enjoy it, and I'm sure lots of people will too. So honestly, and if you're young, listening to, you know, Off the Beaten Path because you want to find a way, you know, to strike up this first conversation with, you know, whoever you may see fit. Listen, don't be stupid. Anyways, before we go, while I was reading the story about Virgin Airlines and their intergalactic space travel dreams, which I have a really hard time understanding how, like, there's, like, regular people, like, not just, like, billionaires and rich-ass people, just regular people who are like, oh, man, I can't wait for space travel. I can't wait for space travel. They're never letting your broke ass on the goddamn space you're never getting on. Wake up. Never letting you on their islands, never letting you on private jets, never letting you on space travel. It's over with. They're trying to get away from here. Anyways, I was looking, and so there was, like, multiple Virgin stories. This one is kind of more painful, just in different ways. So a 37-year-old virgin gets 6-foot nylon string lodged in penis after inserting it for sexual gratification, which is crazy. We talked about this last week about how sex ed is taught by the people who you would want, who should be teaching sex the least. And this is what happens when this is what happens when we don't get proper educators in the classroom. Anyways, that's the hour. Thanks for tuning in to Off the Beaten Path. We do this every Tuesday. Next week we'll have a guest. And the following week we'll have another guest. And we'll be playing more music. It'd be less me talking. More guests and smart people talking. I have lots of smart friends, and they're finally opening up to